is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. This is Tim Spencer, and Rick Schmidt is going to be on the line here momentarily if he's not, and Lori is probably on the line now. But anyway, today is the 15th day of June, year of our Lord, 2019. Lots of stuff going on in the world today. Everything from this, what I consider to most likely be a false flag in the Gulf of Oman, to the internal politics of the United States, everything's going haywire, beginning to be a common state of affairs in this country. So, good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How is everyone? Want to say,
Rick,
happy Father's Day weekend,
everyone.
Cool. Well, I don't got a father to honor, so we'll see what happens there. What you up to this morning, Rick?
Well, what am I up to? You know, getting, as soon as we're finished here, I'm getting ready to plant. I guess we can always double back around to our problems, you know, the problems with our government, the problems with blowing up oil tanks, who to blame and who to kill for it. We can always get back to that. Let's just have some fun for a second. And
okay.
Killing people isn't a blast, but let's talk about potatoes and squash for a minute. When the show's over, and between then and the, you know, within the next hour that I have to get something done, I will plant. I've got some squash now, winter squash. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've got some squash going, but I've been watching some videos from the Haas Tool people, and also from the old Southern Homestead, a guy named Danny. What I like about both of these endeavors is that these guys, you got Danny from the Old South, and then you've got the Haas people, I think from Southern Georgia. These people are gardening in warm, humid climate that would be, you know, probably warmer than my climate. But, you know, here in Missouri, this summer, the place is just a swamp. I mean, the humidity is always just brutal. And so when it comes to planting things like squash and cucurbit, which would be cucumbers and zucchini, you're always going to have this reoccurring nightmare of an issue, which is the powdery mildew and the powdery mildew and the I'm trying to think of what the other mold is that invades squash leaves in general, but it seems like it's almost impossible to get from beginning to end, with squash plants, without having them just destroyed. And so, when you listen to these people who grow in the South, when they say that we're having good luck with this squash or that squash, I pay very close attention because it has been
right.
a real challenge growing squash here. And so if their conditions are as bad or worse, and they're having good luck with a certain variety, and I want to know about that because that's the variety that I want to grow. And if you ask me, I mean, even further north, even with this guy, what does he call himself, Michigan, whatever that is, the Michigan, I can't remember, Michigan, it's not coming. Yeah, but you know, even up there, they're having problems with the leaf mold. And so there are a couple of varieties. One is called Blue Bayou. You can get this from Haas Tools, Blue Bayou. It's a 110-day crop. And so if I get that started now, that would get me my pumpkins out by Halloween, which is fine. By Halloween
right.
would be, sometime in October is just fine, and that should actually work. Some people suggest that in doing so, you're dodging a lot of the squash vine borers. They don't hang around the entire year. You'd be avoiding some pests. I will get those Blue Bayou squash into flats now. I won't direct seed them. I'll put them in flats. And one of the problems with trying to direct seed any kind of a pumpkin or a pea is the fact that the mice can smell that stuff. Even if it's underground,
oh, yeah.
it doesn't matter. They will go along and dig them up one at a time and sit there and eat them. And when you come back,
yes,
you'll
they
find
will.
What looks like, sunflower seed shells all over the place, and that's your stuff. So I will start them in flats where mice can't get to them. And then when I get my germination, when they pop through the soil, then we don't have to worry about the mice. Then I can put them out where they can grow up a little bit, and then I'll get them into the ground. There's another variety that's almost extinct, but apparently it was grown by the Cherokee Indians, and they apparently had wonderful luck with it, and the things almost went extinct, except about the only source of Cherokee tan squash is Danny from the Old South Homestead. He sent some seeds, I understand only about 20, to the Haas people. The Haas people planted them all, and they've got a pretty good crop of Cherokee tan going. But they hope to be able to sell those seeds next year, put them up for us to have. So if you got the Cherokee tan, you would have the Blue Bayou, which is available now, and there's another one available from Haas Tools called Seminole, which is was used by the Seminole Indians down in Florida. Which once again, I'm sure all of you must know, you're talking about a humid climate, hot humid climate.
Right.
So as I proceed with my winter squash endeavors, that would be. That would be the direction I would want to go, because I'm getting tired of spending my time trying to grow winter squash that never make it. You know, it's a waste. It's not only
right.
is it a waste of my time, it's a big disappointment, a real downer. You know, so there is interesting video out. Danny from the Old South Homestead saved one of his Cherokee tan pumpkins for 1 year, and it was still good. So the other thing about the winter squash, which I love, and we all know summer squash, they don't save. You can't save a zucchini. You just can't do it. So I mean, you know, they might be okay in the fridge for 2 weeks, but as far as keeping them on a shelf for months, that's out of the question. So he's got a Cherokee tan that he saved for a year. So the great thing about, let's say a grid down situation where you're trying to set aside food that you're going to want to use during the grid. If you've got winter squash with that has a really good shelf life, then you got something worth talking about here. So
right,
there is that, and I will be trying that, and I'll let you know. Here's another subject, if you don't mind me changing just a little bit. I'm staring at my trash can potatoes, and it looks like a giant rose bush from here. I mean, the whole mess is 4 feet tall. It's some guy came over yesterday. He's walking around, and he was over here by the side yard, by the chicken coop, and he looks over, and he sees the trash can with this giant bush coming out of it, and he goes, "What the heck's this?" And I said, "Trash can potatoes." Well, of course, he thought I was being a wise ass, and he looks at me and he says, "Trash can potatoes, like, really?" And I said, "For real, that's what it is." So the experiment is ongoing. Now, you'll see if you look at the Haas people, by now they've taken out all their potatoes because, they're in southern Georgia, and so, they're probably a month ahead of me. Typically in June, your potatoes are coming out. However, these vines couldn't be any happier, couldn't be any darker green. So I guess they're still down there making potatoes. And if I dump this over and have 55 gallons of potting soil and no potatoes, I better put the paramedics on standby because it's going to stop right there. So I've also got the same potatoes down in the garden, just growing single level like you would normally grow, a determinant variety, and let's see what happens down there. So I've got them in two different environments, but what I wanted to mention was, and if in fact today is what I think it is, right around the 15th, right?
Yeah, today is 15th.
All right. This is right now, believe it or not, we should double check that and make sure I'm not messing up my Easter basket here. If I put this Clyde's Garden Planner on the 31st, and then I look at potatoes, oh no, I've got time, I'm sorry. Okay, so I've got 30 days until I have to put my fall potatoes in, which is a good thing because these potatoes aren't ready. So I guess, there's a couple things with the fall potatoes. One is, if you call around right now and you try to lay your hands on some seed potatoes, typically speaking, you aren't going to do it. You could try, but they run out. They run out, and normally by now, what they've been selling for spring potatoes was last year's crop, probably their fall crop, and by now it's, probably spent. But so I guess my question here is when I harvest these German butterballs, I am just positive that I can restart those. I'll leave them in the light so they start growing vines. And I'm sure that I can reintroduce those into the garden for my fall crop. I'm just betting that I can.
Right.
There is a place called Irish Eyes Potatoes. If you want to try a fall crop, Irish Eyes might have seed crop left. But here's the deal. You know how when you plant your potatoes, a lot of people, like I did this year, plant the whole potato. When you plant the whole potato, you get more potatoes, but they're smaller potatoes. Anytime you have a lot of eyes in one spot, like if you plant the whole potato, you got a lot of eyes, on one potato. Let's say you got six eyes on the potato. That's going to produce a lot of small potatoes because you got more eyes. If you cut that potato in half or in thirds, and you plant that, you've got fewer eyes per plant, so you won't get as many potatoes, but they'll be big potatoes. So So you can, you know, you can have it your way, whatever, however you want to do it. But most people, when they cut their potatoes up, will set them somewhere in a cool, dry spot and let those cuts heal over, and they'll actually get like a crust on them.
Right.
As they dry. And then that way, when you put them in the ground, they don't just rot on you. Well, the people from Irish Eyes have another solution, and it's pretty cost-effective. And if you've ever tried to lay out, 100 potato chits, C-H-I-T, waiting for those things to dry up, it takes a lot of space, and it's a pain in the neck. What they've got is a bag, like a one-pound bag of fir bark powder. And all they're really doing is taking fir bark, grinding it into like a coffee-type powder. And then when you cut your potatoes up and you got them like in a 5-gallon bucket, you simply dump some of this powder on it, stir them up like you would be putting a dry rub on meat. And once these things are coated with this brown dust, you're good to go. You can put them in the ground right on the spot. None of this hanging around waiting. You're waiting for three days for these things to dry up. And so they're having great success down south with that. So if you want to put in fall potatoes, you can check with Irish Eyes. You can also check with Hall's Tools. They may have some potatoes left. I don't know. I did not look. But if you want that fir bark, you probably have to go to Irish Eyes. So that would be, the fall thing. And then if I get the fall crop out, technically speaking, I should be able to overwinter those, and then I should be able to have my own seed stock again for spring. For St. Patrick's Day is when we typically try to get those potatoes down. It's just an easy way to remember that mid-March in this Zone 5 is about right. So that is kind of the scam. What have I got going? That's what I got. I'm also put in some more early Wonder Top beets and my kale. The Red Russian kale, I have made an error. I made an error with those. I also made an error with my eggplants. I forgot from last year how desperately, and I may have mentioned this last week, that the flea beetles love eggplants, and they turn my eggplants into Swiss cheese. They will undoubtedly survive, but they are very unhappy. As far as the kale goes, I forgot to put BT on the kale when I put them out, and that was a mistake. BT, which is the organic pesticide for little crawling worms, which love to get on kale, Bacillus thuringiensis, you can get it. You can get it at Lowe's. They won't call it BT. They'll generally call it safer, organic, caterpillar killer, or something along those lines. But if you flip the bottle over and you look at the ingredient, you'll see it's BT. And just mix it according to instructions. I think it's 3 tablespoons a gallon. And you can spray that stuff on there once a day if you want to. But had I gotten the BT on right when I put them out, I wouldn't have holes in my leaves now. So for salads, they would look kind of crappy right now, but I will turn that into kale pesto, and trust me, by the time it goes through the blender, the holes won't matter. So I can do that, but if when I replant the kale, I'll be more careful about what I do with BT. Last week, right at the end of the show, right as we were closing out, I mentioned something about chicken stock, and I just don't know how far I got with it. But I was talking about, how the older hens, those are not frying hens. Those are stew hens, but what they're really highly prized for is stock. And, if you've never had real homemade chicken stock, that is a big deal. Did I mention, and I just can't remember, I'm sorry, did I mention chicken stock and gut health?
Hey, Rick, we got a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have got a caller on the line. We've got Ken in Fort Worth on line 9. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Why don't my orange trees blossom?
Why don't your orange trees blossom? Well,
I've had them for a year, and I started them with pits, but they never blossom, and I don't know why. Do you know why?
Well, no, I don't. I've never heard of it. I grew up with citrus. I mean, that's, you know, from the time I was in diapers until I guess I was 15 or 16 years old, that's all I did was citrus, mangoes, avocados, and stuff like that. I'll be honest, I have never heard of citrus tree not blossoming.
Well, Ken, did you say these are only 1 year old?
Oh, no, I've had them for a long time. Oh. 15, 25 years. I mean, they just... Then I got them outside, and they'll freeze, and they'll come back, and half of them are dead.
If they
freeze, they're dead.
Right.
They're in a pot.
Well, I was wondering.
One nice thing about orange trees, they make good pot plants. People from all over the United States that stick your pits in the ground when it comes up. When it gets cold, put them in a basement. Keep them warm. Put them back out next summer.
Right.
Well, it could be. All right, I'm starting to understand what's going on. I was thinking these were full-fledged orange trees, you know, that you had in the ground, and I got to thinking Fort Worth is too far north for that.
Right.
Then I don't know. I do know that oranges require a certain amount of cold weather to thrive, okay, but not freezing weather. I forgot how many hours it is below 40 degrees, but it's quite a bit. It's more than you'd think, you know, but that's after they have fruit set on them. Of course, they freeze, then it's all over because you can't eat frozen oranges. They get white spots in them, and they'll kill you. I don't know is the short answer.
I
do have a suggestion. We've got a Meyer lemon in a pot, and I'm having great luck with that. Now, Meyer lemon, if a lot of people have heard of it, but it's half orange, half lemon, and I have so many blossoms on mine. If they ever all set, it'll probably turn this little tree up, because the tree is only about 6 feet tall. But what I do is use Miracle-Gro Bloom Booster every couple weeks, if you're going to use, I think it's a tablespoon a gallon for the Miracle-Gro Bloom Booster, you're going to use about a half a tablespoon of Epsom salt with that. And if you do that every couple weeks, I would really believe that within a month or two, you should have a lot of flowers on those trees. That would be my guess.
Interesting.
They're probably short something in their diet. And Bloom Booster and Epsom salt should correct that. I can't swear to it, but if you ask me, you have little to lose.
Well, anyway, they make good pot plants. People just stick your pits in the ground and watch them grow, and they're going to die when it freezes. You know, but still, you can have them all summer long. They love hot weather.
Right.
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm going.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, thank you. Next, we got Sherry in Kansas on line three. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I couldn't get in last week, and I was y'all were talking about making. Jerry was wondering how to make soil more acid, and gypsum does that. And now I use gypsum because I've got really clay soil. And on my pH tester kit, when I went to see where I should plant my potatoes, it said that the right pH for potatoes was like between 4 and 6. And everywhere I tested, it was at least 6.5.
So you're close to neutral.
Yeah, and actually, all that I've read for the garden says that you should have just slightly acid, you know. Yeah, real close to 7, but you should have actually, you know, more like 6.5 or something. But anyway, gypsum, he could try that. They have, you can buy pelletized gypsum, which is supposed to be faster acting than if you just go get a load of gypsum. So anyway, and I was looking at, I knew I'd heard something about sea potatoes, keeping them in the refrigerator and the stuff I've got from the extension.
Hey, Sherry, we got a break. Stay on the line. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. 800-313-9443.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is the 15th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2019. And right now we're talking to Sherry in Kansas on line three. Okay, Sherry, go ahead.
Well, in the information I got from the Kansas Extension Service on potatoes, it's saying that a lot of times you can't find the seed to plant fall potatoes, like Rick was saying. So they recommend that you save some back and just keep them in the refrigerator until you're ready to plant them, which I was thinking that there was something about going through a cold period, but I guess it's just keeping them from sprouting too much. But I would like to say one more thing, because you guys don't say it,
sure.
You need to be saying it, that if you like this show, we all should be praying for Tim. So, anyway, that's all I had.
All right.
Bye. Well, thank you, Sherry.
Yeah.
We appreciate your call very much. Feel free to call back in anytime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, call in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So give we'll talk to talk about anything pretty much. All right, Rick, if we can segue over into some of the global political events for just a couple of minutes, and I'd like to get a touch on financial also. Now, my opinion, which you
I already got white foam dripping off my chin. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what my opinion is on this thing about these two tankers being hit, apparently one with rockets and one with limpet mines is what they're saying. Now, I have no idea if that's true. We don't know. We'll never know the truth, most likely. But, you know, my first question, as you know, the day it happened, I called you and told you what was going on. I said right then that I didn't believe that Iran was responsible. You know, how do they benefit by doing it? What is their logic?
Yeah.
And
one of the Gracies.
Right. Now, I read here just this morning that the Trump administration is not totally ruling out military action, but they said that's not what they want to do. And I believe that out of Donald Trump.
Sure.
So the question is, who really did it? You know, who's trying to start a war between the United States and Iran? Well, I'm sorry, folks. I like the Israeli people, but I don't like the Israeli government. Think 9/11. You know, something's not right here. What's your take on that, Rick?
Well, I feel the same way about the Americans. I like the American people. I do not like what we call the American government. If, in fact, anybody can even figure out what the hell that is, I like the
Right.
I do not like the Catholic Church. It is on and on it goes. Anytime you get men seem to be highly corruptible. And it's just a damn shame. But humorously enough, it looks like the old saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It just looks like the closer you get to the fire, you know, the more likely you are to be cooking. I think the question is, I don't even know, is the question who missiled those tankers? But the question I think that I would like to ask is, why did they do it and what do they want? I mean, I'm not so concerned with who, but I would like to know if I knew their motive, then I would know who did it. And so I guess we can wait and see. Go ahead.
Well, there's two motives I can see from whoever did it. Higher oil prices, you know, because the price of oil, if it becomes unsafe to transit the Strait of Hormuz, Gulf of Oman, and all that, if it becomes unsafe to do it, then the price of oil will go up. If nobody will insure these cargoes or the ships, then 19% of the oil is either delayed significantly or has much higher shipping costs if nobody's going to sail through that area.
Jimmy Carter.
Right. So that the other thing is, who wants to start a war between the United States and Iran? You know, and that leaves one actor that really wants, well, actually two, Saudi Arabia and Israel. And, of course, both of them want the United States to fight their wars for them.
What about the petrodollar here? I mean, the United States also has not just the means, the wherewithal, they have the motive. I mean, the whole world basically revolves around the petrodollar. Which is a situation, of course, for those of you who don't pay attention, where oil is bought in dollars, but they could be doing it to shore up the petrodollar, which is failing. So they don't need a WAR for that. All they need to do is torpedo a couple tankers, and we're in. We don't need to fight a WAR. And quite possibly the objective has already been met. So that would be another guess.
It could be. Well, you know, six tankers in 1 month, which is what the count is up to now, the way I understand things.
Sure.
You know, if four didn't do it, why would two more do it? You know, no matter which way you look at this. You know, so I just don't, something strange, something that's above my pay grade is going on. Thank you, Nate.
Well, I think Elon Musk did it to get us to buy electric cars.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Of course, of course.
Oh, man, who knows? And then this thing going on with our own government, or if you call it that, our own very, very dysfunctional government. I see here on Drudge, Move On launches nationwide impeach rallies, developing.
Oh, here.
Nobody.
MoveOn.org.
Yeah. Nobody is looking at the fact that Trump hasn't committed any crimes.
Oh,
if
well,
they impeach him, it would be hot.
Well, MoveOn.org is George Soros, of course.
Right. That's
well,
where
George Soros
from.
Has committed a few crimes. Yeah, why can't we drone that guy? I say let's put a couple cruise missiles in his kitchen. I don't get it. I mean, this man
Works
is
me.
An international criminal. I think didn't Putin put out a contract on that man's life, or did I get that wrong?
I don't know if he put out I don't remember
alive.
Reading that, but
I believe he's wanted dead or alive in Russia. I don't know if that's a joke, but
well, it's Hungary or Poland once. He might know that. I can't remember which.
I'm convinced SEAL Team 6 can find this man, but I think we've been over that ground before. This is starting to feel eerily familiar.
Yeah. Well, I think he lives in New York, doesn't he?
Oh no! There's no way he's got to be hiding in some non-extradition country. I can't believe he'd be that stupid. Well, I'm sure he owns a couple buildings there, but I don't know if he lives there.
Okay.
I guess you know the question is, you know, what as a preparedness community do we do about the destruction of oil tanks?
I was just going to say my biggest thing for the preparedness community to do is be aware. Just be aware that the overall tensions have escalated a little bit. You know, that's you and I, and I don't think any of our listeners can do anything to change current events. But what can do is make those tiny little tweaks to our preparations. In regard to this, you know, for example, when it looked like the U.S. and Russia were going to go to blows here a couple of years ago, I moved, you know, our food, our non-perishable food to a location where we would have to be outside of our fallout shelter for the shortest amount of time, you know, to get to it. That was the only tweak I made.
If it's going to come to that, I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with all that. But I would say with respect to, let's say the game is higher energy prices, food shortages with the weather war. So going forward for the next year or two, you've got high oil prices, you've got higher food prices. Let's just say that is somehow working. That's their game. There are these little tiny motorcycles that you see, like if you watch, you know, any Asian movie, you see the entire, you know, we have Rush Hour. Their Rush Hour looks like these little tiny motorcycles that, you know, they're probably 50 cc's, 90 cc's at the most. And these people, these things get like 8,000 miles to the gallon. I mean, these things just sip gasoline. If you could lay your hands on one of these things in good condition, used, You can probably get it for a song. Like right now, Sam's Club has two scooters, one made in Texas, and I think it's a Briggs & Stratton type deal, pull start, and it's $500, and then they've got a really nice one, a bigger actual, looks like a Cushman scooter, for $900. Once again, these are units that the law here is 49 cc's and under. You don't even need a helmet. So a lot of these bikes are being produced at 49 cc's so that you can just ride them around kind of like you would ride your bicycle. Now, do I think it's a great idea not to have a helmet? You can ask Gary Busey. That man can't speak clearly anymore because of his motorcycle wreck. So, no, it's probably not a good idea. But my point here is simply that a 49cc engine is quite small, and you can go a long, long way on a gallon of gasoline with that. So if there is a problem, you really just do need to, you know, do some small things, and energy is really out of the question. Yeah, you know, if you've got one of these things, that opens up some doors for you that might be closed to people who only have a pickup truck. Just saying.
Right. Oh, you're right. You know, there's a little vehicle I'd love to get a hold of. It's like a mini pickup. They have in Asia. They run on diesel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we've got them. It's called like a Hiace or something. No, we've got them. They got like 12-inch wheels on them.
Yeah.
It's like 8-inch.
Those things, from what I understand, yeah, those little things are great, too. But what I'd really like to get is one of those regular pickups they got that are not, I guess you'd call it a like F-150 size or Ranger size, you know, somewhere in there. And they run on diesel. From what I understand, I haven't really researched it, but from what I understand, they might build them here, but you ain't going to buy one here. Anyway, Rick, we got Jerry in Texas on line 9. Oh. Good morning, Jerry.
I sure hope he's not trying to cut grass. That'd be awful.
Dude, what?
I said, I hope you're not trying to do anything productive this morning. Otherwise, you're probably just, you're going to get a spanking again, I guess.
Well, okay. Well, it is what it is, as a fella says.
What it is, Jerry, people can't understand what you're saying when you're doing a lot of stuff in the background. That's what Rick's saying. We had a couple of calls saying that.
I heard that.
Oh, okay.
When you're not doing anything.
Two things.
Go ahead.
okay, buddy.
All the previous conversation, industrial-military complex and the American petrodollar. I've covered it, but I wanted to throw that in there. Transportation.
Yeah.
I love diesels.
I do too.
I've got two diesel tractors. I've got a skid loader diesel. I've got two diesel pickup trucks. Well, a 1-ton dually and a 3/4 ton out. So, but one of them's got a flatbed, so I guess you'd call it a pickup truck. But anyway. They're highly difficult to work on if you're a shade tree mechanic.
There you go.
That is the only caveat in a grid down situation. I talked to a fellow on the ham radio the other day and was talking about dunks. So I'm going to change the SHTF to DHTF, and that way if we slip up, we won't get in trouble with everybody. So when the dung hits the fan, diesel, somebody's laughing. I think they like that.
Me,
anyway,
Tim.
By the way, I'm changing Capitol Hill and Washington Dung Hill. So think about that one. Diesels, like I said, are great vehicles. You've got to work on them. So many of them have, well, you got to have specialty tools and equipment, injector pumps, whether pressure pumps or dedicated. There's some serious caveats there. And fuel, especially on the newer ones. You know, I make biodiesel, and it works pretty good. The newer vehicles from about the 2005, 2006 on up, they've changed all that stuff, so it's even more difficult to make your own biodiesel and run it. For whatever it's worth, keep that in consideration on that. Gasoline rig that you can make your own ethanol, and moonshine, and you've got some source of fuel.
Hey, Jerry, hang on. We got a break, buddy. Hang on through the break, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was talking about the little motorcycles and the little Cushman type motor scooters. Did any of y'all ever see those little mopeds that had the bicycle pedals? A little old bitty motor on it, and then it had the you assisted it up hills and what have you with by pedaling. I always thought that sounded like a little old three horse motor going down the river. I think that would be pretty good if you quieten it down some. But the biggest caveat on that is electronic ignitions nowadays. I understand the older lawnmower engines and four cycle one cylinder, two cylinder engines, you can't get points and condensers for them anymore. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know why that would be true. If you've got an older motorcycle and you go dodge into your motorcycle shop where they have the repair guy, it seems to me like they would have to have access to the parts for that. But I guess if you were looking around on Craigslist or paper or wherever, you come across, some 1976 Yamaha 90, and you're thinking this would be a good deal for you, I guess you could always call up your local motorcycle shop, see if they can fix it, or they can get you extra parts. And if they can't, maybe you just pass her on by. But I would think there should be a way to acquire those parts.
Well, I can be wrong about it, but I got the understanding that they have retrofitted, I guess is a word, or refitted those particular engines and what have you with the newer electronic component.
Yeah, that's not going to help a lot.
I don't know.
I looked into the, I bought a Kawasaki, a dual sport bike, which is on off-road for this circumstance. The problem here is, I guess it's not a problem, but, the problem is it's electronic ignition. I can buy the new Sparkbox, but it is $500. So if I would you should be able to buy a Honda 90 for $500. But
exactly,
if I wanted to, I could buy that part and put in a Faraday cage. Well, also, Gary, last time we were screwing around, we were talking about fuel and alcohol and that kind of thing, and you said it's not the alcohol. So, we got a break. Now I'm going to finish this up after we get back.
Yeah, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay, no.
1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the report.